This morning, Al Sumud encampment in Square Victoria was dismantled by the police. The raid began at 4 a.m. and led to the arrest of an 18-year-old protester. Protester Emma Jobert stated that the police displayed multiple acts of violence, such as hitting and throwing members of the encampment on the ground. She also said that the police told them they would get a chance to retrieve their belongings from the camp, but then also proceeded to damage their stuff and kick their tents. That being said, the president of McGill University, Deep Saini, called the raid an encouraging sign that the SPVM will approach the encampment set up in the McGill Lower Field. This Thursday, the Montreal Fire Service said that inspectors were denied access to the McGill camp and therefore were not able to conduct a safety check. The fire department said that they will attempt to reach out to the encampment members a second time so they can come to an agreement on when they could inspect. On Wednesday, pro-Palestine protesters rallied outside Hôtel Place d'Armes, where a Liberal Party fundraiser event featuring Justin Trudeau was taking place. The Palestinian youth movement in Montreal was demanding an immediate arms embargo and an end to Canada's complicity in Israel's crimes against Palestinians. Videos of police pushing protesters were circulating on social media. Cops used tear gas to disperse the crowd of protesters as well as pepper spray. Police claimed that they intervened after protesters tried to block Trudeau from leaving the fundraiser. However, no arrests were made that day. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Happy Sunday and welcome back to the Northern Stage Light Radio Show. I hope you guys are having a lovely weekend and enjoying the warm weather. I have a sick episode lined up for you today, and starting off strong with a beloved band from the Maritimes. This is Always with their hit Pharmacist from their latest album, Blue Rev. Enjoy! Next are some songs from some Toronto local bands I was able to discover and enjoy during my undergrad and studies in Toronto. So Pushing Daisies and The Get Alongs, who I've played on the show before. Pushing Daisies, I'll be playing their self-titled song Pushing Daisies, followed by The Get Alongs, one of their first singles. First songs on their first album, Tossing Stones, which is the song that made me fall in love with their music. They're actually performing in Ottawa yesterday on July 6th, and hopefully they'll be in Montreal soon. I think they might be coming at the end of the month, but I know they have a lot of gigs coming up in Toronto, so if you're in the area, you should for sure check them out. If not, when they're in Montreal, I'll let you all know. But yeah, this is Pushing Daisies and The Get Alongs with their single and song Tossing Stones. that was Pushing Daisies and the Get-Alongs with their self-titled song Pushing Daisies by Pushing Daisies and Tossing Stones by the Get-Alongs. I think listening to these songs really takes me back to my days as an undergrad in Toronto and really remind me that I would not have found out about these bands were it not for my friends. And it's really it really shows you that, you know, your taste in music is really shaped by the people around you. And I know some songs I stumble upon, you know, some obscure playlist that I found on Spotify, and other times, you know, you'll discover a band at a show you drag your friends to. But I think with these two bands, it's really really indicative of how strong and how important music is within, you know, a community, and in this case, the student community that I had with me in Toronto. Anyways, up next is Dirty Beaches with their song True Blue. I believe this song was released in 2011. So literally when I was 11 years old. So well over a decade ago. Warning, this song is quite sad and melancholic. So whoever is listening, just sit back, relax, and absorb the melancholic melody that True Blue emulates in their song. No, that Dirty Beaches emulates in their song True Blue. I'm sorry. I believe now they also perform under a new stage name, I think Last Lizard. But yeah, this is True Blue by Dirty Beaches.
Public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales. de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms. Whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Up next are some of my personal favorite bands from Vancouver. I've played them on the show before, so they're no stranger to the Northern Stage Light Show. Babe Corner and Peach Pit. I've told this story before, but I guess I'll repeat it for new listeners. I discovered the band Babe Corner through some playlists on Spotify that the lead guitarist of Peach Pit made, which a bunch of songs from musicians and bands from Vancouver, and that's how I discovered Babe Corner. And I started following Babe Corner and actually did an interviewed them for CJLO, and that's up on the website if anyone's interested to reading about that. But basically, when I started learning more about Babe Corner, I found out that the lead singer, lead guitarist, is actually the wife of the lead guitarist of Peach Pit. So that is quite adorable. So yeah, just an adorable love story, just having two musicians get married. It doesn't get better than that. But yeah, Babe Corner actually performed in Vancouver at this, I guess, local street festival in Vancouver, so quite far away from Montreal. But it's just interesting to see how at this current moment there's like so much happening in terms of music and free and accessible music throughout Canada, like that festival in Vancouver, but then we also have the Jazz Fest in Montreal with so many brilliant musicians, and then one in Ottawa with the Blues Fest. So it's really nice to see all of these things happening at the same time. But all that to say, I'll be playing one of their latest releases called They Don't Love You Like I Do from their album that they released last year called Cry Baby. And then I'll be playing one of my personal favorite Peach Pit songs, Figure Eight. So yeah, this is They Don't Love You Like I Do.
Taking my name, all miles tried to go.
That was Babe Corner, followed by Peach Pit. Up next is a local Ottawa band I've had the chance to see once back in early May, called Go Long, with their single called The Icicle Outside My Window. They're quite numerically a large band. Like, they have kind of like Black Country, they kind of have the same aura and energy as Black Country New Road, but Ottawa's version, and I mean that like in the best way possible. I think the lead singer really likes Black Country New Road, but I'm not sure to confirm. I think the coolest part about the band, or amongst many cool facts about them, is that there's like a Nobo player in the band, and seeing that live, or just seeing that like ensemble together, was totally epic. And no, such a just really fun to see live. I think I talk too much about the live gigs I've seen, but there truly is no better feeling than seeing your favorite bands live, or discovering new music because you went to a gig, like a small gig, and then some epic band was playing. And that's, yeah, kind of derailing a bit, but that's basically how I discovered the Wesleys. And the day, like the way I found out about them, I'm forever grateful for that day. Like, I love the Wesleys. But anyways, this is The Icicle Outside My Window by Go Long, a beloved Ottawa band.
Icicle outside my window, but the sun wrote it for me, 'cause now it's gone. And wouldn't you know it, I'm only aching for meaning in something I already lost. As nature runs its course, of course,
Up next is a Montreal favorite, or at least my Montreal favorite. Is that grammatically correct? My favorite Montreal musician. Okay, that's way better. Alan Hill, well, their stage name, Alan Hill, with their one of their latest songs called Periphery. Mateo, or correct me if I'm wrong, but actually Alan Hill is, or aka Mateo, is a good friend of, well, I met him through my best friend, and a friend of Olivia is a friend of mine, and actually got to hang out and meet Mateo and, or Alan Hill. Honestly, one of the funniest people I've ever met, just full of life, full of energy, and so creative. I think they're currently traveling throughout Alaska, or I don't know, Alan Hill, if I'm not supposed to divulge that information, I apologize. But yeah, no, just one of the most interesting people I've ever met, and I mean that in like the best way possible. Just like, and super talented. Like, before music, I believe Mateo was into photography, and I was like in high school seeing their pictures online, and just absolutely breathtaking. And like, you know, like when you're so young and you see someone your age that talented, it's so amazing. And then to see them go from one artistic medium to another, to music, and just also be like as talented is amazing. But yeah, I guess I'm fangirling a bit too much over Alan Hill, aka Mateo. But yeah, no, I'm really excited to share this song with y'all, and super excited for more releases from Alan Hill. I think it's the one person everyone should have on their radar, and hope to have more releases, because wow. But yeah, this is Periphery by Alan Hill.
I pushed aside the love in my periphery, in hopes of getting ravished like a carcass by an animal in heat. On narrow trees, the cloak of woman shriveled down to bones, and in her shadow I am twisting to the rhythm of the lone whistle in the distance, pulling me to corridors in western suburbs, back to old flames and their mothers, waterfronts and educations, picket fences and carnations, serving as reminders of the reasons I must leave it all behind. Of all the circumstances, you call me up for the comfort of my second chances. Under white light, Beacon's Field felt better in July. Out of earshot of the preacher's wrath and his threats against my life. Fire in the backyard, burning up our hand-me-downs and youngest daughters, hospitals and sickly fathers.
fathers, frozen ground and coldest winters, wooden floors and bloody splinters, serving as reminders of the reasons I must leave it all behind. Trees behind the house, just to symbolize the distance that I cannot live without. Hiding in the iris, memories of mother's love and new apartments, last goodbyes and flight departures, spreading themselves out against the vastness of the constellations. Afternoon spent in the garden, talking once the movie started, serving as reminders of the reasons I can't leave it all behind.
By Alan Hill. Up next is a band from Collingwood. So yeah, I've been playing a lot of major Canadian city bands, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto, and Ottawa. But Collingwood, for those who haven't been or haven't heard of it, is a small town, or not really a small town, more like an area in Ontario, just north of Toronto, with more, I don't know, like a lake and woods and a lot of nature. People live there, but there's also a lot of cottages, so it's not the place I would expect a band to form, or actually no, bands form everywhere, but it's not a place I would expect that I would know a band from. Excuse me, I'll just clear that up. So I actually found out about them through one of my friends who's from Collingwood, and this band called Moondoggy actually performed at OAP, which is the open air pub at McGill. And I didn't go to McGill. I didn't do my undergrad in Montreal. I was in Toronto. Did my undergrad there. So when I was in Montreal and found out that Moondoggy was playing at OAP and I was done with my studies, I was like, I need to see them live at OAP. So yeah, no, very funny story of how I first saw Moondoggy live. They've been to Montreal a few times, but I believe under the pretext of performing at OAP. I'm not sure they have any upcoming shows in Montreal, but I'll definitely check that out and confirm. I don't want to spread false information. But yeah, this is Passport by Moondoggy.
Somewhere between the first and second line. We'll be right back.
Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Autobeat, Thursday nights, bringing you the best in electronic music from local artists to international artists. We'll keep it locked 7 to 9 Thursday nights on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
CJLO.
Up next is a band from Toronto that I discovered through the Get Alongs and the other bands, and Pushing Daisies, the two bands I played earlier in the episode. I saw them live the first time when they opened for the Get Alongs, and this is like ages ago, like 2 years ago. I don't know, I'm starting to feel really old lately. But basically, I saw them live for the first time, and then I've been following them, but haven't seen them live since. But to my surprise, they announced that they were coming to Montreal, and they came to Montreal last week, and I saw them live again for the second time. It was their first time performing in Montreal. I think that's like a recurring theme that I've noticed lately with Toronto bands. A lot of Toronto bands are performing for the first time in Montreal recently, before having Heavenly Blue Roach came to Montreal for the first time and had them on the show, or like play their music on the show. The gig I went to for Heavenly Blue was incredible. I don't know how to describe it. It was one of those like venues in St. Henry, and it was kind of hard to find, but I managed to find it, and everyone there was really nice and welcoming, and the music was obviously amazing. You guys can be the judge of that. But yeah, this is Heavenly Blue with their song Dear Everybody, and I hope you like it as much as I do.
That's all I know.
that was Dear Everybody by Heavenly Blue. Unfortunately, all good things must come to the end, and we're soon approaching the end of today's episode. I have some great songs to close off today's episode and leave you all with a sweet treat. So up next is a very famous and popular Montreal band, Half Moon Run, with their song Turn Your Love, and I'll be closing off this episode with, I don't know if he fits into the category of Canadian artists, but spoke to people in the station, and apparently this artist has been to the station before in person, and it's Orville Peck with their song Dead of Night. Playing him because he was at the Montreal Jazz Fest. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch him, but I just love his music and how he's redefining the genre of like country in his own way. And yeah, I don't think country's necessarily the first type of music I gravitate towards, but I definitely appreciate it and love listening to it whenever it's on. But and also, like, disclaimer, I'm no expert in country, the genre of country, but it's very interesting to see emerging artists with that come and redefine a genre and open it up to a new audience. And I think Orville Peck is one of many, just one example that I'll be playing today. And yeah, I'm including him today because apparently he's Canadian or part Canadian. I don't know his full story in that regard, but I think he fits under the Northern Stage Light umbrella. So enjoy and have a great Sunday.
Keeps me sun goes down, another dreamless night. You're right by my side, you wake me up, you say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly, as we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high, spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry, you say go fast, I say hold on tight.